The lights are on, the curtain's up. This is Steps to the Stage. Hello and welcome to Steps to the Stage, the 7th Street Theater podcast where I talk to the community theater professionals you know and love. I am your host, Colin P., and today we are joined with Chris Steele to talk about the CCT 3 on the Edge Festival.
That is correct. Thank you for having me.
Of course, thank you for being here. So why don't you sort of introduce the concept of the 3 on the Edge Festival to those who are unfamiliar with it?
Yeah, because we actually, you know, took a few years off, you know, during the pandemic.
Yes.
So we were doing this since 2010, and it's basically where we take 3 plays and we do them in repertory over 3 weekends. So we open on a Thursday with one play, and then the next night, Friday, would be a different play. And then we have our third play, which will open on Saturday afternoon. So we have 3 different plays, and they just rotate for 3 weekends. So sometimes there's a theme. You know, we did one 3 on the Edge Festival, I think it was in 2017, where we had all Edward Albee plays. We've done an all-comedy 3 on the Edge. And this year, we're doing something totally different, which is a kind of a Hitchcock-themed 3 on the Edge.
Very exciting. So why don't you walk us through sort of the 3 plays that you're doing for this festival?
Well, Let me first talk about just kind of how I got the idea for it. You know, because last year we did a show called Misery, Stephen King's Misery, and that went really well, and we got a lot of people that hadn't really come to the Three on the Edge before, and so I had the idea. This is our 40th anniversary, as I'm sure your regular listeners already know, and so I thought, what could we do for our 40th anniversary that's special, and also maybe bring some people in to the festival that, you know, have come here before, maybe have bought a season ticket, maybe have bought a season ticket many years, but they opt out of the festival because we allow people to do that. They can just get our main stage shows. And so we thought, what if we did something that might give an incentive to people who usually opt out of the festival and maybe who have never heard of the festival before, even to something that would kind of pique their interest. And so we thought Alfred Hitchcock, especially when I saw Misery, I thought this could be a good idea for 3 shows to have, you know, 3 shows that are kind of a suspense thriller type of shows that Misery was. And so when I saw that they had did an adaptation of The Birds, I thought, oh, what an interesting idea if we could find 3 plays that are based on Hitchcock movies that we could do. And so I looked, and sure enough, I was able to find 3 shows that fit our festival needs, you know, because it's different. When you do 3 shows in repertory, you can't do full-out sets. You can't. You have to share with the other 3 shows. So you have to have shows that kind of can work together on the same stage and not have casts by the thousands and you know, something a little bit more smaller scale that will work for our festival. And so I think we found 3 perfect shows for our Hitchcock Festival.
I didn't even realize that there were plays based off of the Hitchcock movie. So that's like really interesting to me.
Right. Well, you know, it's actually, I shouldn't say they're all based on Hitchcock movies, because some of them are, and one of them actually Hitchcock based his movie off the play.
Okay.
So we have, I may as well, I'll go back to your original question, which is tell me about the plays. So we're starting with The Birds, which is the one that I'm directing. And that is definitely not based on the Hitchcock movie.
Okay.
It's based on the Daphne du Maurier short story that Hitchcock based his movie on. So it's a little confusing there. But he took Daphne du Maurier's story of The Birds, and he kind of created his own thing for it when he decided to make it into a movie. So he took a lot of the elements from the short story, but he kind of created his own story that kind of fit his thing, you know? He added like a it actually kind of starts like a romantic comedy, you know, mm-hmm. and then it kind of gets gradually more horrifying mm-hmm. as it goes along. But the birds, the play is more modern. It's a, mm-hmm. it was, I believe, written in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So it goes back more to the original source material, but so much of it, there is a lot of what's in the movie as well, mm-hmm. because, you know, the birds are a big part of,
yes.
of both things. It's called The Birds, yeah, yeah. so that's not a surprise. But The Birds is basically three people that are trapped in a home.
Yes.
And while the birds are attacking mm-hmm. inexplicably, mm-hmm. Just like the movie. It's never really explained. Mm-hmm. So it really is more of a character study.
Okay.
But it's also full of suspense, and you really have no idea where it's going to go. And we're just having a great time with it. I don't remember if I said that I'm directing
yes.
This one. And so I'm a fan of the movie. So I do, since it is the Hitchcock Festival and not a Du Maurier Festival, mm-hmm. I do want to bring in some things from the movie. So if you're a fan of The Birds, the movie, you may notice a few little homages okay. that we put in to the play. So we're very excited about that. And then the next one is Dial M for Murder, mm-hmm. which I think probably is, well, I don't know if it's the most famous, but it's been around for a while. It's pretty popular in community theater. It has a small cast, and it's a really tight, good murder mystery. Mm-hmm. And Hitchcock took this. It was from, I believe, 1952, 1953 that it came out. It's by Frederick Knott. And it's really, it's just kind of a classic stage thriller, mm-hmm. you know, where a husband is trying to murder his wife, and he plots this elaborate plan. And, of course, it doesn't necessarily go mm-hmm. the way you think it's going to go. And so it's a great, really twisty, you know, stage thriller that Hitchcock took, and he filmed it, and basically did nothing to it.
Huh.
It's extremely close to the stage version. In fact, the script may be word for word. I haven't gone through it, mm-hmm. but, you know, having directed it years ago, the last time I watched it, it's remarkably close. So people coming to see that is going to be the one that's mm-hmm. very close to the Hitchcock
okay.
Movie. And then we have the 39 Steps, which is the last one, which is the 39 Steps is probably his... Of the three, it's probably his least well-known. It's his oldest of the three. It's black and white. It's one of his first big, big hits. It kind of put him on the map, mm-hmm. actually, when he was making movies in Britain. And this kind of got his brought his attention to Hollywood and brought him to Hollywood a few years later. But the 39 Steps is – it's thought to be kind of a prototype if you've heard of North by Northwest. Mm-hmm. Which is about a man gets caught up in this big conspiracy, and it's like a chase across the United States. And the 39 Steps is very much like that. It's it kind of an early version of North by okay. Northwest, and it's a lot of fun. It's one of his oldest big movies, mm-hmm. you know, that people know him for. And the fun thing about the 39 Steps is that it's totally different from The Birds and Dial M for Murder in that it's really played for laughs. Hmm. You know, so they play it straight.
Yeah.
They do the plot as it is, but it's done with just a few people playing all the characters.
Oh, okay.
So you have people just really, really fast, you know, going from one character to another. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to watch. And it tells the story. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. But it's also really, really funny. So it gives us the humor that Hitchcock is also known for. Besides being the master of suspense, he's mm-hmm. also known for his humor. So this really brings the humor to our festival. So we have kind of a really claustrophobic, tense thriller to start off with The Birds. And then we kind of go into kind of classic mode mm-hmm. with Dial M for Murder, which is kind of classy and twisty. And then we end with a wild chase with the 39 steps, which is just fun and funny. So it kind of has something for everyone. Yeah. And even if you don't know anything about Hitchcock, I think you're going to have really a lot of fun with these three shows.
Yeah. I mean, they sound all fantastic. So
yeah. And I should also say the Dial In for Murder is directed by Ken Lay.
Yes.
Who has directed before here, especially for Three on the Edge. He's done some things for us. Bash is one thing he did here. And Cameron Harris, who has done a lot for us here recently, especially just Elf, the musical.
Yes.
So this is going to be very different from Elf, much more scaled down. Mm-hmm. So we have some, I think, two other great directors who are, you know, veterans of our theater. So I'm really excited. We're already working together and very excited about this project.
Yeah. I mean, again, they sound all fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand you have things to say about the season pass that you are offering.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every year we do a festival pass.
Yes.
You know, so you get, if you come to all three shows and you can buy a festival pass, and it will give you a little discount.
Okay.
You know, cool. So if you buy a ticket for each show individually, you'll pay $18 a ticket. But if you buy a festival pass, I believe it's only $16 a ticket. So you get like $2 off for a festival pass. But we have a little extra incentive because we're really trying to get people to try out the festival this year. So if you get a festival pass, you will be eligible to win a season ticket for next season for CCT. And if you have a season ticket already, we'll renew it for free.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, there's really a great, it's a great incentive to get a festival pass this year because not only do you save on each ticket, but you have a really good chance. This is not like one out of a million, you know, it's not like getting a lottery ticket. You know, we don't have that many people buying festival passes here. So you have a really good chance of winning a season ticket. And we're even doing a second prize of a festival pass for next year's Three on the Edge. So you have two chances to win two really great prizes just by getting a festival pass. And I will say, if you are a Hitchcock fan, you have maybe a little bit of a leg up because you'll get a little trivia questionnaire. With easy questions. Mm-hmm. So the winner of the season ticket will be the one who gets the most right for the Hitchcock trivia. Mm-hmm. But anybody, no matter if you know anything about Hitchcock, you can definitely win that festival pass for sure.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Yeah.
I hope so. I hope people take us up on it.
Yeah, I really recommend the Three on the Edge Festival. It's just a really fun little thing. And again, it's rotating reps, so it's the same cast for all three shows, right?
No, it actually isn't. Because there would just be no way for us to do that with the rehearsals, you know, because we're often rehearsing at the same time. Yes. So we actually have three different casts. We have one person who's in more than one show.
Okay.
But they are three different casts. So yeah, you will see three different casts and definitely three very different shows.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all sharing the same stage.
Okay.
So when we show up for our show that night, we have to put the set together. And then when we're done, we have to take it all down and get it ready for the next show. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely labor intensive.
Yes, it is still. Yes,
yeah.
Very impressive.
But it's fun because especially when you're in the shows, you never get a chance when you're in a regular show and you run for, you know, 3 or 4 weekends or something like that. You don't get a chance to see anything else that goes on at that time because you're involved in your own show.
Yeah.
So we get our cast can come and they have nights off.
Yeah.
You know, so they can come and see the other shows that are taking place in their space. We give all the cast members comps, to the other shows. And then you can also go to other theaters if you have a show that runs the exact same time. So it gives you a little bit of freedom.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. I think it's really fun to be in a show and then coming the next night and seeing a completely different show on the stage that you were just on.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So we like to do it. It gives us a chance to do a little more than we usually do because when we do three in rep, we can do more than if we break them up.
Yeah.
So it gives us a chance to do more shows. It's a little bit more effort, but it's teamwork and it's fun and it's all part of community theater.
And
that's what I really like about it. So I'm really glad we're bringing it back and keeping it going.
Yeah. Once again, I cannot recommend enough that you check out the Theater on the Edge Festival and that you try to win that season ticket and that festival pass. Thank you so much, Chris, for being with us today. It was really nice talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Colin. Yes. It's always great to be here.
Of course.
And any time I have a chance to promote our theater and what we're doing, I'm thrilled to do so.
Yeah, as am I. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Steps to the Stage, and now it's time for the curtain call. You can follow us on Spotify, Apple, Google, or any podcasting platform. We have videos up on YouTube, and you can visit our website at stepstothestage.buzzsprout.com. And as always, a special thank you to our audio engineer, Joey Rice, and our producer, Kirk Lane. Without the two of you, this show would not be possible.